keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
It's Monday on the Steve Gerber Show. Sun just coming up over the big mitten. Yeah, yeah. Politically, on the landscape, Bernie Sanders now coming right up on Hillary Clinton's heels. The latest Des Moines Register poll out of Iowa showing Sanders trailing Clinton by just 7 points now. Clinton with 37%, Sanders at 30, and the upstart Joe Biden at 14. The last two polls out of New Hampshire show Sanders winning there, 42-37. So he's taking a lead in New Hampshire. He's clipping her heels in Iowa. And Joe Biden is in the side room warming up. What to make of all of that? Back again with the professor, Alan Sachs. What do you think, Professor?
Well, it's all about Hillary. And Bernie Sanders is really much more aggressive, garnering votes and crowds than I ever would have imagined, quite frankly. When he first announced, I thought, oh, forget it, it's just Bernie, because most people don't even know who he was, who he is, and that may be still true today. But in some parts of the country, they know now. And I see this in my classroom. I ask in my classroom the very first day of class, I said, and the majority of them aren't following the election. That's our young people today. They're just interested in whether or not they can get Bluebell ice cream or not again. That's another story that may not resonate with people in Michigan. But I ask, how many of you are following the election? I said, let me just tell you, ask you questions. Who do you know? Who are you for? And by gosh, Bernie Sanders came up. He was about the only name that they knew. It was even greater than Donald Trump. So Bernie's coming on strong in Iowa, but it has to be translated into people on the ground. When we talk about Iowa, we're not talking about just a regular election. We're talking about caucuses. And the caucuses, and I don't like caucuses. They sound great on paper, but they're not very democratic with a little D. And but again, in a sarcastic way, I'm not sure if the Democratic Party is all that democratic either, with a little D. You've got to get delegates. There. You have to get people to go to these caucuses that only last for a small period of time on one night. And I believe the Iowa caucus is February the 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And it could be very cold that evening. And they have to go there. And that's a difficult thing to do because you've got to get your ground troops out, so to speak. It depends on organization, and you have to bus people in. So what Bernie Sanders has to do, aside from the popularity, is to do what I'm sure Hillary Clinton already has in place. You've got to get a strong field organization. And
Here's the thing.
I don't know whether he said it or not.
Yeah, look at this. I want to go back just to May. At the front end of the summer, you know, Hillary Clinton's been dogged by this whole email scandal. Ed Henry has been a persistent thorn on her side from Fox News, and not because he's being obnoxious. He's asking very straightforward questions. Did you wipe your server?
Oh, he's the only one that really has been asking some very strong questions.
Okay, so in May, before this all started, her numbers in Iowa, she had a 57% support. Sanders at 16, Biden at 8. So look at how dramatically that has shifted. A 41-point lead to a 7-point lead. And Biden, meanwhile, you know, trying to decide if Valerie Jarrett has his back, I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So, Valerie Jarrett, let's make no mistake, she is the one who may have... Well, she doesn't like Hillary. It's no secret. Valerie Jarrett, who is the number one advisor to President Barack Obama over these last 6.5 years, is not a fan of Hillary. And so, therefore, that could be creating problems for Hillary as well.
You know, you raise a very interesting point, is that when the history of President Obama's administration is written, who are the people that really helped to make these decisions? And Valerie Jarrett certainly comes to mind, along with a lot of other individuals as well. But how this administration operated from the inside is very fascinating. We know, even by the president's own admission, and I think he said in an interview one time, he's lazy. He admitted that he's lazy. And we see that with a lot of his vacations, with his golf games. So you have to ask the question, who really is running the show? And so I think you're really on to something. Valerie Jarrett and perhaps a few other individuals really were the presidents of the United States during the past 6, 7, or 8 years.
Now, I want to ask you about something else here that I'm reading that's crossing the wires this morning. New York Times reporter Jonathan Martin is reporting that the Democratic National Committee over the weekend could not pass a simple resolution expressing support for the president's Iran deal. Again, this is coming from the New York Times reporter Jonathan Martin. It's a bit of an embarrassment for the administration, seeing as it's how his party, he appointed W. Wasserman Schultz, and it's reviewed the sort of, revived that is, the sort of latest round of eye-rolling among Democratic operatives about the state of the party in general.
The Iran deal is going to pass. The Democrats will go down the line for President Obama on this. It's going to pass one way or the other. Probably, if people are following this, they'll know what I mean by saying that the House and the Senate are probably going to vote it down, but then the president is going to override that vote in Congress, and he's going to veto it, rather, and then it will be impossible to override it. It gets very complicated to even describe it, but he'll get his Iran deal. At least a lot of people are saying that, but there are some embarrassing points of it, where a few prominent Democratic senators, like Bob Menendez of Florida, a Democrat, Charles Schumer of New York, a Democrat, and perhaps one or two others, but not enough, have come out against it. The Democratic Party is strong in favor. They don't want to embarrass the president, so he's going to have his votes. His veto will not be overridden. The entire Republican Party is against this Iran deal, but the president will get it one way or the other. He'll get his deal. And, of course, the Republicans are complicit in this, because this is a treaty, as everybody knows, and not just a simple vote.
That's right. Professor Alan Sachs, always an education. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Straight ahead, we'll take a look at sports and news here on the Steve Gruber Show. Stick tight.